time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, happy July, everybody. First show in July. Second half of the year has begun. Dom Nicastro here, your host on MSONewsSports.com. If you stumbled upon us, we're a weekly show that goes out every week on, a weekly show that goes out every week, you know, just in case you didn't know what weekly meant. On MSONewsSports.com, we used to be in the FM world, 104.9 FM, but we are here now with Rick Moore's team in the gang, Paul Kelly running the ship, and Danny Martin producing in the background. And we're so excited. We have probably the GOAT for lacrosse, hands down, for girls lacrosse in the Valley. One of the GOATs for basketball, too. She's the fourth leading scorer all time for Central, and she's the first and third in the state for lacrosse, Kerry Finneran. That's all I have to say, folks. Kerry Finneran, she is on the show. I'm so glad I got her. Been trying for a while. Actually, I kind of let her play out her season. Central did great, and we got Kerry on the show. So I'm going to stop talking now, and we're going to get to Kerry after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hey, North Shore sports fans, mark your calendars. On Sunday, July 27th, Boston Bruins goaltender Jeremy Swayman, that's right, the Swayman, is coming to Kowloon Restaurant in Saugus for a can't-miss autograph event presented by, of course, the great Sports World. That's right. Get up close with one of the NHL's top young netminders from noon to 2 p.m. on that day at New England's most iconic Chinese food restaurant, Kowloon, located at 948 Broadway in Saugus. You know where it is. That's Route 1. All right. Autograph prices, $69 for a regular item, $89 for premium items, and just $20 more if you want to personalize inscription. Spots are very limited, so if you're a diehard Bruins fan or shopping for one, this is your chance to score a rare collectible and meet Swayman in person. Phone orders are welcome, 781-233-7222, to reserve yours today. And again, presented by Sports World, New England's largest sports memorabilia shop, proudly based right in Saugus, the heart of the North Shore, since 1986. Can't make it? Give them a call if you want more information. 781-233-7222. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro back at it with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Kerry Finneran, recent Central Catholic grad, getting ready for the next step in the journey, going to UMass Amherst. to play women's lacrosse. Carrie, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Good to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Thank you. Congrats on another successful run with Central.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know the bar was set pretty high coming into this year. I mean, state title, defense, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know you lost a good chunk of girls and, mm-hmm. and players, and it was a younger team. And, you know, you guys battled and made it into the postseason, you know, 10-10. And what was it? Was it the Elite Eight final?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for a 500 team going to the Elite Eight, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. What would you say was the motivator? Like, what pushed this team kind of, it seemed like it was am I correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. It seemed like an overachieving team in a sense, getting to the Elite
Eight. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people have like underestimated us, knowing we were like, we lost a lot of talent and a lot of girls. Like, yeah. I think we lost maybe like 9 or 8 of our starting lineup. So we had a lot of like shoes to fill. And I think other teams knew that. So I feel like they underestimated us a lot, knowing we lost all that. But we had a good group of girls like on the sidelines and like practice squads. We had all of that last year. So like, it's not like we've restarted. Obviously, people thought it would be a building year. And like in the beginning, I mean, obviously our record wasn't like what it was last year. But I think it didn't show the talent that we had. And I feel like the playoffs and pushing to the Elite Eight, really, especially the upset game and the Sweet 16, I think that really showed teams that like we weren't to be like underestimated, kind of.
Yeah, 100%. And that win you're referring to was Lexington, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lexington was the number 8 seed, 19-1.
Yes.
That must have been a raucous crowd when you pulled off that win. I mean, tell me about that game and kind of how it unfolded.
I think we were prepared. We've been preparing for that game. We knew it was an upset game, but we knew we could win it. The talent that we had, like Lexington had some strong girls, but we were strong as a whole. I think we all knew if we beat Lexington, we've already played Concord Carlisle and we only lost by 1. Obviously it was the beginning of the season and that game in the playoffs like completely went different.
Yeah.
But I think we all knew we had it in us. And I think we were up the whole game and we had more momentum, I feel like, especially coming off a bus. And I don't know, I think we had great energy the whole game and everyone wanted to win that game.
Yeah. On their field, right? 11-7 win. Did the game develop as you had to come back, or you kind of held an early lead and held on?
We had an early lead. We were up pretty much the whole game. It was kind of, I think maybe like the third, they started to get closer.
Yeah.
And then we took it away at the end.
Yeah. That's great. Tell me about like the leadership on the team, you know, some fellow seniors with you, because, you know, you guys had a big, big role this year. I mean, last year as juniors, you relied on the senior class to kind of play the leadership role along with you. This year, you know, you come in and you take that mantle. You're like, this is our team now.
Yeah.
And we got to move these girls who might not have experience or as much experience as some other girls along, you know, coddle them, be tough on them, not be tough. Like, I'm sure there was a lot of that going through your head.
Yeah. So my other captains was Livy Rondo and then Cam Donlin. Livy's going to Wingate next year to play lacrosse, and Cam Donlin's going to Bentley to play lacrosse.
Hmm.
We had a lot of meetings with our coaches throughout the year, because I feel like a lot of the girls on the team in the beginning, they knew it was a big rebuilding year and we lost a lot of talent. So they kind of like took a step back and like let the returner varsity like starters take most of the lead. And I feel like we had a lot of meeting with our coaches and was like trying to figure out different ways to like have other girls step up. Like we had a lot of sophomores step up, juniors. We had one freshman on the team, but she got injured in the very beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But we kind of like brought the team together to try to like get other people to star. Cause like, obviously it's not just a 3-person game or a 4-person game. So we needed other girls to be able to step up in the bigger games. And that was like a big point throughout the season. I think we had like a meeting with our coaches, like almost every other game, like after the practice, after, to figure out like what we need to work on, how we need other girls to like step up, like set them up for plays. So I feel like all three of us like built our team up together.
Yeah, yeah. And being on that 10 and 10 squad, obviously there was ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
So they got tons of experience. They get to the postseason, they in a high tense atmosphere like the Lexington game. And then not to mention the next round, Elite Eight, you're playing the eventual state champ. So these girls, like, tell me about that experience they gained this year. And how do you think that they're going to be able to adapt or adopt that into next year?
I think last year, a lot of the girls who were on like the starting lineup this year, they got like kind of a feel of what it's like to like play in those games, but they didn't really experience it. They like saw from the sidelines and watched kind of. Yeah. And this year, I feel like us three like captains and the people who like did play last year kind of helped them prepare for like what to expect, knowing like the postseason is a completely different season, and especially playing Concord Carlisle. They're the number one seed. They have a strong team. And we beat them out last year in the Final Four. I feel like there was a lot of preparation into like building up and like knowing how different playoffs are. But I feel like they can take a lot of key components next year moving into the postseason, knowing like what they need to do, like hustle the every ground ball, like continue to fight, like even if there is a lead or it's a close game or you're like fighting back from like a losing lead. Like playoffs are a completely different game, and I feel like there's different ways it can take, and I feel like a lot of them learn from that.
Yeah, 100%. Personally, only 427 goals. I mean, you need to step it up a little bit there. I got you for third in state history.
Mm-hmm.
I got you for 108 just this spring alone. Take me back to eighth grade. Where were where? What school did you go to?
I went to Austin Prep for eighth grade.
Okay, so you went to, it's in Reading, right?
Reading, yeah.
Okay, when was the last time you were in Andover schools? Like
seventh grade.
Seventh grade, okay.
Yeah, so they, COVID. I switched during COVID to like Austin Prep.
Yeah. Do you remember the game plan back then when you went to Austin Prep? Because Austin Prep is like middle school and high school. So is that the game plan to kind of go to AP?
No, so it was kind of like the summer, like when COVID hit, like Andover Public Schools, like, I don't know, it was kind of hard for me to like learn online. And so my friend from Andover was also looking at Austin Prep. So we both went to eighth grade there together. She eventually stayed there.
Yeah.
But it was kind of always my plan to leave like wherever I was going and go to Central, because all my brothers went to Central, all my uncles and my mom worked there. So it was always a plan to like not stay there.
Yeah.
But it was definitely good. And it was a good experience because it got me to play, because I was on varsity for basketball, field hockey, and lacrosse there.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of got me ready for like high school, like especially with sports.
Yeah. So you scored some goals in eighth grade that counted towards that 427.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Eighth grader. And then AP back then was like, they were in the MIAA. They were like, you know, MIAA schools. You remember that year? Did you guys go to the postseason?
We did. I think we lost maybe first round or second round. I don't really fully remember. But it was like, we had a good season, I'm pretty sure. We made it, I think, yeah. We made it into playoffs. I kind of forget when we lost.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So what was the plan? You're like, you know, all my uncles, my dad, they played college football, right? And you know, my brothers played college lacrosse. And, like, is it just like, I'm just going to go in there and show them all up?
Yeah, I feel like it was always, like, watching everyone play. And especially my brothers, like, seeing them go off to college while I'm still, like, younger. Because I was... I think like I'm 6 years younger than my oldest brother and five from the other two. So like they were in college, like they went to college when I was like still younger. So I kind of got the feeling of like what it's like to play kind of and see like what it's like. So I feel like that was always part of the plan, especially like with cross to like continue that.
Yeah.
It was kind of a family thing. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. And then on the side, you did a little basketball and you leave there as the school's fourth all-time leading scorer.
Yeah.
So what did you, I mean, he's like, ah, you know, I don't really care about basketball. I'll finish fourth all-time. And then in lacrosse, I'll do my thing. I'll finish first.
Yeah.
Like what, was there ever, did you ever have a moment in your athletic career where you weren't sure what your main sport was?
Yeah. So there was a long time where I was playing field hockey, club field hockey, and club lacrosse. And I was kind of deciding between those two.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, I never really thought of playing college. it was kind of just like, that was like the first sport I played, and I grew up playing it like outside with my brothers, and like it was just like something I did on like almost like the side, but like I loved it. But I don't think I could see myself playing basketball in college. But there was a point where I was deciding if I wanted to play field hockey or lacrosse. And like some schools, like D3, recruited me for both. Mm. Or they tried to get me to play field hockey and lacrosse and like talk to me about it. But I didn't really see myself playing field hockey for 4 more years.
Yeah. Plus you had the D1 attraction too.
Yeah.
For lacrosse. So like, yeah, I can't do both. I can't do D3 field hockey and D1 lacrosse. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
I got to choose one. And then you settled on UMass. Tell me about the appeal for UMass.
It was just like, I don't know, it seemed like almost like the perfect fit. Like the coaches reached out to me and I love them. I remember one of the assistant coaches, I went to like a UConn camp and she was a coach there because she used to play at UConn. And I remember her and I loved her. And she reached out to me and she came to a couple of my summer tournaments and I remembered her. And then, I don't know, it's close to home. Like, it's not like Merrimack where it's like 10 minutes from my house. It's like an hour, 40, hour 50. So it's like far enough, but it's like close enough that like my family can come see, watch all my games. I can come home when I want.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There was something about like the campus. It was just like, it attracted me.
Yeah. Defending A-10 champs too, right? Going into next year. 15-4 win over St. Joseph's to win that. And then they get into the NCAA, give Princeton a good battle, and lose 19-10. So you're going into a program that is riding high. I didn't even look further back before 2025. Have they been consistent in recent years? Like,
yeah, I think the record for like the ACC in the past couple of years is like 100 something to and one. So they've only really like lost a couple games in the AC in their conference. But they just switched to the MAC, the MAC.
Okay.
Today they announced it for the football. I think it was for the football team mostly.
Okay.
So it's going to be a new conference next year.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, you could right down the road. And, you know, are they kind of giving you a little bit of a hint on what may happen? Like what, where you might find an opportunity to thrive early for UMass?
Like position wise?
Yeah.
No, I don't really, I mean, they have like a certain, like some girls have like set positions, like defense that they play, like I'm a midfielder. So they could either put me at attack or defense or keep me at mid. I don't really know yet, but our season like starts pretty early. That's usually like right when we get to school, we start practicing and having like, and then we have a couple fall games and then we practice throughout the winter, but the season starts like right when we get back in January, really.
Right. Yeah, I know. Right away. Yeah, it's so early.
Mm-hmm.
Much different world from high school. I see a Merrimack Valley area player, North Andover, Jane. Jane Papel, right?
Yeah, Janie's there.
Yeah, you guys are big-time rivals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had her on the show, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe last year after she finished her great campaign with North Andover.
Oh, really?
Is that it for area girls?
There's a girl from Newburyport
okay.
in my grade, Reese Brombley. She's going with me. And then there's a girl from Hingham and then Walpole in my grade.
Gotcha.
But I think there's some more like local down south girls.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you mentioned captains earlier, Bentley, do they pop on the UMass schedule?
I don't think so. I think they're D3.
Oh, okay. Bentley. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bentley confused me. I think there's like some sports, they might be a D1. Some,
yeah.
It's one of those schools. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think they were like Northeast 10 maybe. And that's like two. We'll get it all straight, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we know what's going to happen down the road. Tell me about right now, like what's happening in your world summer-wise?
Summer-wise, I have two tournaments for lacrosse. I have one next week in Maryland with the girls on my UMass team, like the girls in my grade.
Yeah.
And then later in July, I have another tournament, but that's really it for tournaments. So like this summer is pretty calm. Usually I'm traveling like every weekend the past summers, especially last summer I was going like every weekend.
Yeah.
But this year, and I'm just, I have a summer packet I'm doing. And then I play like lacrosse leagues on Tuesdays and Thursdays with like other college girls.
Yeah. It's not as like full force trying to get noticed, trying to get ready. Like, you already got noticed. You already got and you're already in.
Yeah.
You don't need to do a lot of that. So it's a little lighter. Sounds like. Yeah. What's your plan for academics at UMass? Any focus yet for a major?
I'm in the Eisenberg School. So I'm doing sports management right now. That's my major. But I'm looking, I need a minor. And then I don't know if I'm going to keep that major or change it. But I'm in Eisenberg.
Yeah. What's the big down the road? Like, hey, this would be an ideal kind of fun job for me.
I don't really know. That's like the thing. I love sports. And like, so like something with that, one of my dad's friends is like a big time, like she's at like a college and she works with like the sports teams, like a marketing team or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, if I could stay like in sports somehow down the road, because like after these 4 years at UMass, like there's not really much I'm going to be doing sports wise, which is like sad, but I would love to keep continuing that.
Why do I get the feeling that the hair will be a little grayer for me and I'll be saying, well, hi, we're here on the line with Coach Finneran, you know, I can see it, like Coach Pino's successor or Coach Beans's successor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of those two and the coaches you've had, like, tell me about those being, I feel like at Central, you just get this great package of like, athlete. You get these amazing teammates, amazing coaches, amazing facilities. Like, tell me about those coaches and how they influenced you.
So Coach Jocelyn is my field hockey coach, and then Pino, and then Grange, obviously basketball and lacrosse. But I think they all were super supportive, like throughout my recruiting process. And I think they all like brought a different perspective to the sports. Like, Coach Grange really helps you on like how, especially basketball, it can translate to like the outside world and what you can take from that, like lessons. And I think Coach Pino like really like brought me out of my shell kind of and like helped me so much. And like all my coaches supported me so much throughout my recruiting process. Coach Grange would let me like skip basketball practice, which is like kind of unheard of for some high school sports. Cause like if you're skipping their practice for a different team sport, it kind of like, they kind of use that against you, but she like fully had my back. She like helped me out. She emailed people for me, which was super helpful. I'm super thankful. And I think all my coaches were such a big part of where I am right now.
Yeah. 100%. So now when you head over to UMass, you're the only one left in the family in college still, or because they're like 5 years older than you, the brothers.
And yeah. My twin brothers just graduated this year from RIT.
Okay. And he played lacrosse there too, right?
Yeah. I have twin brothers that were there. Yeah.
Yeah. How did they do over there? How did RIT finish up?
They lost this year. I think it was maybe like the final four, eight.
Yeah. We know.
But they won two national championships. So back to back. So it was good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not bad. No. You finish your high school career. Is it just the one state title?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got one. Yep. Yeah, can't take it away from you. Who did you beat last year in that game?
We beat Wellesley.
Wellesley, okay. Man, were they a factor of the tournament this year? Did they make any noise?
I think they lost in the final four, maybe.
Okay.
So they made it pretty far. Yeah, they were good. They were a strong team.
Strong. Two seed. And you are correct. Yeah, they went to final four. It looks like they lost to Westford. And on the other side, Chelmsford, your friends. man, it's too bad you didn't beat Concord Carlisle. You would have had a Merrimack Valley semi.
I know.
Yeah. Pretty much Concord Carlisle kind of like handled Chelmsford as they handled you guys. So did that make you feel a little better?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, good. They lost too. Phew.
Yeah.
Watch them celebrate any state titles or anything. Mm-hmm. That would be horrifying. I can't watch another Valley team do it. Or maybe I'm wrong. Does it kind of like, all right, I guess I'll root for him now. My career's over.
I don't know. I think I'll
be honest.
Yeah. I feel like us and Chelmsford have had like a weird chemistry.
It's always
like a really physical and hard game. And like, we almost like hate each other, like Central and Chelmsford.
Isn't that weird? Like, some teams just bring out like the worst in each other.
Yeah. It's like they play different against us than the other teams.
Yeah. Most of it is like, almost like insecurity, like, all right, we know they're good. I got to try to throw them off their game and gets going. And But all right. Well, I think we got the big picture. I think we nailed it all. So Kerry Finneran, Central Catholic via Andover. Hey, if you stayed in Andover, you might have got two state titles.
Because I know
Coach Noon, right? And
yes,
you know her. Did you like run into her? Like,
yeah,
your hockey circles. That like, yeah,
yeah.
She always say like, "Why didn't you stay here?" You know? I mean, geez, they threw you in there. I mean, that's an unfair team. They were really good. Walpole was their big rival, right?
Yes, it was. They were very strong field hockey wise.
Yeah, they rotated like state titles for many, you know, last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
yeah. So, all right. Well, listen. Best of luck. Appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, and keep focused on your text messages. I will ping you to come on in the spring.
Okay.
Talk about, well, actually, you know what? You're big time now. They'll probably make me go through somebody to get to you. So stay tuned. We'll talk. We'll catch up.
I will. Thank you so much.
And have a good night. Thanks for coming on the show.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Kerry Finneran in the books. Looking forward to watching her progress at UMass Amherst. That's all she does. That's all she does is make progress. And we're excited to see what she can do with the Minute Ladies, Minute Man. I don't know what they call it. Minute Woman. But yeah, it looks like they're having some changes with their conferences and stuff. And they're an NCAA team. So like a tournament team. And they're doing really well for many years. So she's going to join a crew that is in full swing and doing well. And she is a perfect fit there, it sounds like. Also with some other Merrimack Valley area kids. It's awesome. Awesome to see. All right, we're going to wrap things up. Little League's hot right now, right? Summer. We'll see how that shakes out. 4th of July is kind of like the turning point where you get past that. Now you're talking district final, sectional tournament. So we will be keeping tabs on that, maybe get some coaches on, whoever wins the big district out of the valley, and talk about the sectionals. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Thanks for tuning in. We're here every week. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Be safe out there.